The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the emails. We made the offer to send us information. Send us an email if you're interested in the information from John Jossen to A. Maryland about mistakes people make when applying for carry permits and HQLs and that type of thing. We'll forward that email out to those of you who requested it. If you haven't heard, there are an overwhelming amount of people applying for handgun classes for their handgun qualification license. Every place that I know is booked into September or beyond. The system is almost overwhelmed with applications for wear and carry permits, which is, you know, concealed carry permits. Then there's just a tremendous interest since the Supreme Court ruled in the New York case. So Marylanders are responding, and, you know, you've got to give the state police and those people who handle that type of thing time to process your application. It's not like they're slow walking it, that they're just overwhelmed. So what I've asked is, if you want the information forwarded to you from 2A Maryland, I will be more than glad to do that. If you send me an email, my email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you send me an email requesting the information, I will forward this last 2A email to you, and then you can take it from there and subscribe yourself to 2A Maryland. And John Jossen does just the yeoman's work trying to keep up with all this stuff and get the information out. He's just that's what he does. He's just the best at it. So we're more than glad to do that. You should be signed up to 2A Maryland anyway. You don't have to send me an email if you just want to use your search engine and go and check out 2A Maryland. You should be able to subscribe. You're looking for the email service from John Jossen. Josselyn, I believe. So there you go. It's a tremendous amount of interest in it, and we're certainly more than glad to share that with you. Anyway, our phone number here is 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. If you can't remember the numbers, just remember WCBM-680. That's where you're listening. Our call letters and our location on the dial is also our phone number. Pretty tricky, huh? There's also the 800-922-6680 if you're calling from a landline anywhere in Maryland. So we can do that. Robin, You're up.
No, keep going.
I'm not. You're not up.
No, I lost it.
Oh.
I can't believe it.
Okay. Well, that's all right. You know, we get it. So is Bruce still with us, Sir Aaron? All right, let's talk to Bruce then. Good morning, Bruce.
So, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So, I'm wondering, I voted for Dan Cox.
Okay.
And he's a Republican and conservative. And general rule of thumb, most of the people that support gun rights, the NRA and the Second Amendment, tend to be Republican and conservative. So, I'm assuming Dan Cox supports that. But now, What I would bring to your attention. So now that Dan Cox has won, has beaten Larry Hogan's protege, Kelly Schultz, by 30,000 votes. Now, Larry is out there saying some really stupid things, which he said before. He referred to Dan Cox as quinine wacko, which is pretty ridiculous. Right there. So now he's going out, and of course, now Wes Moore has won the nomination to be the Democratic candidate. And now Larry Hogan is he's congratulating Wes Moore. I refer to Larry Hogan as it's Larry Benedict Arnold Hogan, because now he's completely turned his...
All right, hold on a minute.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay. I'm not getting into this with you or anybody, okay? Because I want to stop you, because Larry Hogan is our governor. He does deserve our respect. I don't agree with everything he says, all right? And he has said some things that were off the mark, in my opinion, based on his dislike for Donald Trump. So what I'm going to say to you is, yes, we interviewed Dan Cox on the air. We did not interview any of the Democrats. But now that Dan is the nominee, we are compelled to reach out to Wes Moore and ask him the same questions that we asked Dan Cox. And if anybody wants to, hang on, if anybody wants to listen to the Dan Cox interview, go to ellisoutdoors.com, and you'll see a variety of logos on the home page. The first one is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. That is when you hit that button, that logo that says Outdoorsman Radio Show, or click here, whatever it says, and you enter the web page for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Okay, that's where Ellis Outdoors was set up from the beginning. That's been years and years and years. So you click on that. When that home page opens up, right at the top where it says Meet Alan or the Outdoorsman Radio Show, I can't remember what it says, but right there on the home page is the interview with Dan Cox in its entirety. If you would like to hear his views again, you can listen to that interview again. If you go further into the website and click on the podcast button, you can listen to the interview with Dan Cox from July 9th, okay, the second hour of July 9th. You can listen to the whole thing. So, and you can listen to the interview with Dan Cox on the WCBM.com app. Go to podcast, look up the Outdoors and Radio Show, July 9th, second hour. But we've broken it down. We took the commercials out. We put the interview in its entirety right there on the opening page for Outdoors and Radio Show. Got it?
Yeah, okay, that's fair. But what I want to add is, and I've listened to Dan Cox, and he gave me a couple of interviews on a different station. I'm not going to go on to that. And I listened to what he said, and I agree with it. But, I agree with it, but I've already started the ball rolling. I've called a number of Republican elected representatives that represent Baltimore County, and I'm not going to give names, and one of them, actually a county council member,
but,
100%.
Okay, listen, Bruce, I'm going to have to let you go because I ask you to get off the subject. There are people who want to talk about fishing and hunting in the outdoors and this firearm permit thing, and Robin has something that she'd like to do. So we'll very respectfully and politely say goodbye and have a great weekend. All right, 410-922-6680, JP in Severna Park. Good morning,
hi,
JP.
Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Robin.
Good morning.
Do you all have a Walmart down there on the shore?
Uh-huh. We do, right in town.
Yes. Well, I have to tell you, Robin, I had great success with Continuous Comfort. Not that it cures it. Walmart's products called Equate is the brand.
Uh-huh. That's their brand. Yeah. That is the Walmart brand.
Yes, anti-itch continuous spray.
I will try it.
I swear, honey.
I was going on a mission.
And it was for jiggers for me.
Yeah, jiggers are bad.
Yes.
I'll look that up. I appreciate it a lot. I really do, because this is driving me crazy sitting here this morning.
Well, I'd be interested in listening next week. See if you had any luck.
We're going to try it. Like I said, Alan's got to go out today so he can pick me some up. I'm
sorry. Oh, don't they let him shop?
That's right.
That's funny. Thank you for the conspiracy, you two.
Have you ever? You've got to listen to that woman. She's really funny, JP. She really is.
Talk to you later.
Take care. Thanks for the tip.
Yes, thanks.
Bye-bye.
What those plants have in common is they all have
some... Wait. You got to intro it. You got to build it up.
We had somebody call and say he was told that he didn't get poison ivy because he ate tomato plant leaves when he was a kid.
Right.
Okay? What poison ivy has in it, what causes you to itch, is your... I can't say this. Your urushiol. Okay? U-R-U-S-H-I-O-L.
Okay. I'll try it. Urushiol.
Yes. And okay. It causes that contact dermatitis, which is what poison ivy is.
Right.
Well, even though it's kind of an iffy myth, okay, they say if you eat mangoes, cashews, and pistachios, you may get a little bit of immunity from them because they also have that in it. And tomatoes. You can eat the tomatoes, okay? But they can also cause you to itch because you might be allergic to that urushiol. So it's kind of a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But I did not know that mangoes, cashews, and pistachios have, and tomatoes have the same thing in it that causes poison ivy to make you itch.
What about...
I got the hiccups, sorry.
What about the tomato leaves?
Same thing. And tomato leaves are very edible, and they've got all kinds of recipes for them.
Really? That could very well be why I don't get it as much as I used to as well, because I do eat a lot of nuts and tomatoes as well, and have for a long time.
It's an iffy thing back and forth, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
But it could be, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a complete wives' tale, and they said it's only a minimal amount of immunity that you would get from it, but why not enjoy the foods that taste so good to get it?
Here's one I never heard of. When I Googled that compound, the urushiol, U-R-U-S-H-I-O-L, urushiol, is an oily mixture of organic compounds with allergenic properties found in plants of the family Anacardaceae, especially toxicodendron, poison oak, poison ivy, poison sumac, but I did not know what a Chinese lacquer tree is.
What is that?
I don't know. I just now saw it.
Okay, there I go again.
Chinese lacquer, L-A-C-Q-U-E-R, like, lacquer that you put on wood.
I got it.
Okay? So we'll see what happens. Let's talk to Derek. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. When I get poison ivy, I just got it this spring.
Right.
It just drives me completely crazy. The only thing that I found work is actually a prescription that you get from your family doctor for a dose pack. It's they refer to it as a dose pack. It's a steroidal product.
Got off it, so it didn't stop me from getting it.
It doesn't stop you from getting it, but it's if you... You've already done that?
I did a dose pack for something else, and I stopped it the day before I got this.
Oh, well, that's the one thing that has helped me. It dries it up, and the lymph, cuts down on the itching pretty quickly and eliminates it usually.
Good.
Lasts for a week.
Sure. Yeah, you're going to be in for a week anyway, Robin. So,
I know, think of it this way, okay? I don't know. I would do it again just to have it because the steroids always help me feel better because my back pain too. But I don't think Alan could take another week of my roid rage that I get.
Another week? I will be going on vacation when the next time you take steroids.
Steroids affect me very adversely, no matter how hard I try not to.
Yep. So, yeah, but hey, listen, Derek, thank you for that that
I really
information.
Appreciate it.
Robin can indeed call her primary if it does get any worse.
My daughter told me her doctor gives her a different kind of cream for it.
Yeah. You want something to dry it out and dry it up. But, you know, you got those little pustules on there, and that's...
Okay, oh, yuck. Okay.
I know. But that's you know, that's the eruptions on your skin. They have got to basically break and dry up is what has to happen.
Yeah, but if you break them before and they start to dry up,
then it spreads. Yeah, exactly. So.
I mean, all day yesterday, every time I touched anything, I was like, did you wash your hands before you touched your eyes?
Yes, exactly.
That was driving me.
Derek, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Derek.
Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye. So let's talk about chiggers. People think that when a chigger bites you, it burrows into your skin. Buries.
We can ask that's another question we can
buries
ask.
Buries into your
How
skin.
How do you all say bury?
Okay. B-U-R-Y, I've always said bury. But Robin says it's bury. So, okay, we'll give her that. But every now and then I pronounce it incorrectly in her eyes. Anyway, that's off the topic. Chiggers are a biting insect. I'm not sure what they are, if they're an insect or some other classification. They bite, they feed, and they drop off. But they inject this toxin into your skin. When the toxin hits the nerves, of course, that is what itches. And it does look like they are in there, but they are not. If you get chiggers, if you're in the woods, and I was wearing long pants and a t-shirt when we were dove hunting, walked through some high grass, came out, and I looked down at my arms, and it looks like somebody had peppered me, you know, like I was a piece of chicken. And I knew I was in trouble at that moment, and I immediately began wiping everything off, you know, as best I could. But those critters had gone up both legs, they're on both arms, and there were ticks with them. And I, you know, we walked through this grass to retrieve some doves. Anyway, they bite and drop off, and they inject this poison into your system, and every bite then becomes very itchy. And what people see is there's a little, once it hardens, then this little hard kernel will pop out, and it's basically just hardened infection. And people think that that's a chigger. So, anyway, the nail polish treatment, you know, people swear by it. Just use your anti-itch cream. That's the best you can do, and you're going to be messed up for 2 weeks. So somebody keeps calling me on my cell phone. I would appreciate if you just call the station, 410-922-6680. Did we miss our first break? Oh, my gosh, we're way late. Okay. Well, we've been having an interesting conversation, and I just, you know, time management with me just escapes me.
Chinese lacquer trees are in Asia.
Are they? Okay.
Same as a Japanese lacquer tree.
Oh, well, good.
A sumac lacquer tree.
Sumac is here.
No, it's a sumac lacquer tree.
It's a different thing?
It's all part of the same thing. They're all in Asia.
Okay, got it. All right. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Look, it's hot, okay? Sometimes the only relief you can get is to go fishing early in the morning or later in the evening, which is the best time for the bite anyway. So what you need is to get some new line on your spool. New premium monofilament. Clyde Sport Shop has a whole wall of that, and they do it every day. So you can stop by. You can pick up a new Shakespeare reel or a Pfluger reel, even a pen if you want. And, you know, if you're looking for a new rod, well, then Shakespeare makes some nice ones. Pfluger makes some nice ones. Shakespeare makes the ugly stick. If you want to really upgrade, take a look at that rack of St. Croix rods. But they also have Berkeley and other rods and reel combinations. I'm not just focused on all these. It's just what they happen to have the most of, and they're pretty unique in the area for carrying those brands, you know, which make good tackle. So stop by if you're going fishing. If you're going crabbing, they have the everything. They have the traps, they have the baskets, they have the seasoning, they have the steamers, all the accessories, the trot line, rig trot line parts if you need bait bags or anything like that. They can handle all that for you. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, terminal tackle, you name it, Clyde's is set up for your fishing and crabbing adventure. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Summer's here. Time to get out in the backyard and enjoy yourself. And again, you don't want to be out there in the middle of the day, but you know what? If you have some of this furniture from Backyard Billy's, your furniture can endure anything. This poly furniture is color safe. They've got this huge array of tables and chairs that you'll like, and it really, really dress up your yard for that next crab feast or family reunion. They have 300 Adirondack chairs in stock, so if you have a big family, you get an Adirondack chair for everybody if you like. You can see all that in their front yard at Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Now, in the backyard at Backyard Billy's, there's gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and all kinds of fun stuff to look at. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles, free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom of Backyard Billy's, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the charcoal smoker grills by ceramic smoker grills by Big Green Egg. And Big Green Egg has all kinds of accessories and menus and all that stuff. And Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, freestanding deck umbrellas for good times and on your deck or in your backyard. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, phone number 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
You know, one of the largest full-service archery pro shops on Maryland's Eastern Shore is Cypress Creek Archery. Yes, indeed. They carry Hoyt. A lot of people love Hoyt. They carry Matthews, the very popular Matthews V3X bow. They carry PSE. They carry Bear. And I happen to have a Bear bow that I didn't have any accessories on it. I stopped by, and Harry took care of everything. Put a sight on it. He put a quiver on it. He put a peep sight, he put a D-ring, he put a kisser button, he put a rest on it, happened to get a whisker biscuit, and he made a lot of recommendations along the way, and I was very grateful that he helped me with that. So, Cypress Creek Archery, I've given you the brands, I'll give you the location, and you can stop by and see for yourself. 32719 Cypress Road, that's right, on the way out of Millington towards Delaware. But it's the main drag through town. 410-928-3871. 410-928-3871. CypressCreekArchery.com. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I went a fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me. And one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind. I said it like a Jeremiah say, there's a fire now that's burning, and it's set up in my bones.
Let's talk to Bob and Glen Arm. We love that song, and if you have a chance to get that Hank Jr. album or CD, please do. He's got a lot of new stuff and a lot of good stuff on there. So let's talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Alan, Robin. How you all doing?
Doing good.
How
what's
you
up?
In there?
Good morning. Yeah, I heard you all talking about the poison ivy here, and I usually get it a few times a year. I've had about three bouts of it this year already. I do.
Wow.
Do some work, Baltimore County Parks and Rec,
yep.
On the side, and usually end up getting it. So I'm quite familiar with it. But your previous caller mentioned about the dose packets. Basically, it's prednisone.
Yeah.
And they have both a 6 day. It's basically take 6, then 5, then 4, 3, 2, 1. Wean it down that way, and they also have a 12 day, which is what I just finished because I got back to back. Poison ivy coming off of it, so the 12 day it really works well. But
Joe,
in particular for the itching, there's also another one that is specifically for the itching, which helps tremendously. It's called hydroxyzine.
No,
it's just a tablet, like 25 milligrams. You can take like up to four a day.
It's also a prescription.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. I got it.
But you can get it anywhere, and it does wonders. That's specifically for the itching, so that will get rid of that. But once you get on that dose pack, pretty much you finish the first day or so, you'll feel a whole lot better.
The itching will go away.
So
great. We got an email from Buddy,
I like that.
And he said he calls his doctor and gets a Medrol, Medrol.
Same thing. Dose pack.
Is that it?
Yeah, steroid dose pack.
Steroid dose pack. Okay, there you go.
Yep. Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So, all right. Well, listen, we appreciate appreciate the tip, and we're sorry for your luck about getting poison ivy so much. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said I'm used to it. So, but anyway, that's a great help.
I used to hunt a property in Cecil County. Believe it or not, I went right by there the other day. I couldn't believe it. When you walked into the woods, the trail into the woods was overgrown with poison ivy, and I didn't realize it in the dark, you know, a couple times. And anymore, it's a real mild case for me for some reason. So I just, I walked through it a couple times, and I went, oh, man, that's poison ivy. What was I thinking? So, but
exactly.
It turned out all right, no problem at all. But, take your clothes off carefully, wash your hands, wash any part that your clothes came in contact with, put the clothes in a pile and pick them up with rubber gloves and throw them in the washer.
Exactly. That oil hangs around. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
No question. So, hey, thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate
it.
That's helpful.
Thank you
helpful.
So much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Robin has hit a home run with her topic for the day, and it is something to be aware of, you know, the things that can get to us on the outside. I mean, you know, for some reason, Robin is very susceptible to mosquito bites. And we have mosquitoes here, as everybody does.
Oh, we have more mosquitoes.
Well, the mosquito truck goes down our alley every now and then. That's how that happens.
That's not our problem.
But the pond that's in the next-door neighbor's, the little rubber swimming pool that's in the next-door neighbor's yard for his ducks and chickens tends to create a perfect breeding zone for mosquitoes. You know, they say that if you can find every source of water around you, water in a tire sitting up against your garage, water in standing water of any kind, mosquitoes will find it. Later eggs or larvae will hatch into more mosquitoes. But we seem to be pretty susceptible here to them. And I can walk outside. Rob and I can go outside at the same time, dressed, you know, short sleeve shirt, shorts. I'll sit there and I'll see a mosquito on me and I'll swat it and get rid of it. Robin will have 15 bites by the time she comes in 10 minutes later.
I am ready to pull my hair out.
You know, and Brian is susceptible because of her blood type. Blood type O is very susceptible to mosquito bites. Okay, so check your blood type. You may be more resistant or more susceptible to mosquito bites depending on your blood type. What's your blood type, Robin?
A positive.
A positive. So you're also susceptible. I have no idea what mine is. I used to know when I donated blood, but I don't remember anymore. So, all right, Lee and Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Hey, I used to have a massive amount of poison ivy around where I live here in Towson.
Yep.
And I got a cure to get rid of it. It's called the white-tailed deer. They eat it.
Really?
Yeah. And I no longer have poison ivy around my house. I used to, I no longer have honeysuckle either.
Well, no, I guess not. Or hosta.
No. And I no longer have my beautiful hostas either.
Right.
But then again, I got a whole freezer full of venison.
Ah, see, there you go.
There's always
a trade-off, right?
Yeah, but you can't have that in our front yard.
But I can't believe it. As a kid, we'd go back and build tree houses and whatnot in the woods, and inevitably, all of us would get poison ivy. I can't find it. It's a ground cover that was predominant, and it's gone. I mean,
Literally
gone.
Deer
eating it.
That's good. In your case, that's excellent. So
it's a good deal.
Yeah,
I know.
Brian and Jason have it around their house. They border up to a creek, and there's a little wood line between the creek and their house. And I know it's in there. We've seen it in there. We go out and, you know, every now and then we go out and have a cookout, and you walk around the edge of the woods. You go, there it is. So,
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of ground covers that we used to have. I'm not knowing all the botanical names to them, but they're gone.
Yep.
because of the
abundance of deer. Sure, no question.
And this year they're just, they're like pets. I'm coming down my driveway now. I got one that she just her brows line is our, you know, fortunately for edging my the side of my driveway.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know?
Wow.
But another subject I wanted to bring up, have you heard about the dolphins?
Yeah.
In the upper Chesapeake?
Yep.
They're munching on the striped bass.
Oh, yeah. And alewives.
Yeah, they're, I don't know if they're a problem, but my son had one a couple weeks ago he caught, and literally the whole side of the rockfish was totally stripped of its flesh down to the bone, but
because of the dolphins, yeah.
Apparently, they're running these striped bass up well into the tributaries, and
they are. Yep.
It's pretty interesting. I have yet to see it, but I heard of one at Brandon Shores where they pushed striped bass up into the shallows, and they were, it was, a friend of mine said they were jumping 2 and 3 feet out of the water trying to get away from these dolphins. He's like, supposed to have video, and I haven't seen it yet.
I'd like to see that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched a big smallmouth up on the Susquehanna River up in the center of Pennsylvania. One evening, we were fishing, and this fish was driving minnows up onto the shore. And that's mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that was a particular feeding strategy or just a result of it rushing into the school of minnows. But, you know, I tried to match the hatch. I threw a little number 9 Rapala out there and twitched it on the top, and I kept missing the spot. I mean, this was every bit of a 5-pound smallmouth, every bit of it. Yeah, I mean, I could see his, when he'd go up there, I could see his, you know, his tail fin and his dorsal fin were so far apart, it was just a giant fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw that Rapala out there, and I missed a spot, and I threw it out again, and I missed a spot, and I knew I missed a spot, so I'm reeling as fast as I can to make another cast before we drifted away, you know, and I'm reeling as fast as I can. I get this hit, and I set the hook like I was setting it on a 10-pound largemouth, and this smallmouth comes flying out of the water, up over my head, you know, 10 feet in the air above the boat. It was about an 8-inch smallmouth hit that Rapala on the way in, and I thought I'd hooked the monster, you know. I never did get that fish, but but it was an experience. I mean, of all the casts I've made for all the smallmouth and all the times I've been, you know, that one was memorable because I'm trying for Big Daddy and wind up with Junior, you know. So
seeing the feeding habits of any particular fish is definitely a thrill.
No question.
I've seen the dolphins at the Bay Bridge, but I've yet to see them into the tributaries. But judging from where some of the fish have been hiding lately, it's likely that they're, you know, these dolphins are pushing them into the tributaries.
Oh yeah, I've heard it, you know, and they seem to be increasing every year. The watermen don't like them either, you know. I think that. So one of the watermen, a couple of years ago, when they first started coming in, they found one with a bullet hole in it that had washed up, you know. So,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hey,
well.
Lee, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Talk again.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, girl.
Hey, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan and Robin. I feel like I'm itching somewhere, but
I know.
Oh, God. But anyway, look, I have a little something I call area of concern. You know the trouble you went through this week with your printer and your fax and your whatever, trying to get things done and meet a deadline.
Yeah.
All the talk shows that I used to listen to, they all had one thing they said in common. People don't need to know exactly where you are with everything. Have you ever considered when you are going to really need your printer, your computer, your fax machine, have somewhere not far from your house, but unknown to all of everybody for outside influence? Because my understanding, there can be outside influence when they can zero right in where you are, which is at your house. Have you considered sometimes separating the two?
No. Not yet. I mean, we have Wi-Fi here in the house, and I'm not sure if we're not having Wi-Fi problems. I had a little breakdown in the Wi-Fi this morning. I don't know if that had caused the printer problems, but we have both had experience. We can usually, if we see something on our phone, we can usually send that to the printer to print. And neither one of us has been able to do that. And also, this week, I've been unable to send an email, or reply to an email, or send an email from my phone, which is really, really annoying because I do that all the time,
right,
you know, when I'm out and about. So I don't know if we've got, you know, I mean, I truly believe that this solar storm that not many people are understanding or talking about has interfered with our atmosphere. I mean, this is an electromagnetic storm that affects our grid. It affects our Wi-Fi. It affects our communications around the world, and we have nothing to do with it because it's on the surface of the sun. And this was a pretty bad one that hit this week. And we've had bad ones before that have disrupted communications and so forth. And
okay.
the news media doesn't pick it up because they're so involved in politics and you know, the murder rate in various cities and that type of thing, and crime, and, you know, one person trying to look somebody else bad. But here's this cataclysmic event that is engulfing our entire world, our Earth, and creating problems around the globe, and it's like it gets, you know, 10 seconds, if anything. So you kind of gotta watch what you're doing. And you tuned me into Mercury being in retrograde. You know, and people think astrology is a joke.
Oh, sure.
And full moon, yeah. And all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, the full moon I've known about for a long time,
right.
You know, and we see that played out in the behavior of our grandkids, don't we, Robin?
Man,
this last moon, the Buck moon, that was a nasty, crazy moon because the kids just went nuts for a couple of days, you know. So.
All right. Well, after this is over, if you have it occur again, I'm just saying maybe you should consider protecting yourself against outside interference.
Sure. Well, people can, you know, log on to your email. You know,
your fax machine,
they
printer. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You're absolutely right.
I don't like is when you've got something you're just talking about, and all of a sudden something shows up on your phone about it. You weren't even talking to your phone, but it's there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
all
what
right.
were we talking about a while back, and all of a sudden there was an ad on my phone for the same thing we were talking about.
I know, that creeps
all
me out.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
All right. Well,
bye,
you take care, you guys.
Hey, thank
I
you
hope
so much.
You.
Week you clear up all your itching, because you're making us itch, too.
Look, guess what, Fran? I really pray I do, because I got ready to drive myself crazy.
Got it.
Bye.
Thanks, Fran. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. Before we take our break, though, I am going to tell you that the crew from Bucks, Bears, Stags will be on the Eastern Shore today, not far from Easton, right out 328, which Goldsboro Street crosses 15, goes right out towards Caroline County. And you get into Caroline County a little bit, on the left-hand side, you'll see Tuckahoe River Deer Processing. Tuckahoe River Deer Processing is owned by the Tribbett family. I talked to Troy in particular. They are having a benefit today for Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, which is our venison donation program. They're barbecue and chicken. They're selling chicken dinners with two or three sides and a drink, and I think it's $15 for, you know, chicken dinner, which is great. Robin and I are having chicken tonight. I know that. Well, anyway, Bucks, Bears, Stags will be there measuring white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears. So we hope that some of the folks show up. Now, Bucks, Bears, Stags is named the official record-keeping enterprise for Maryland's big game species. We're very proud of that. We're reconstructing our website, but you can see Bucks, Bears, Stags, bucks-bears-stags.com, or the Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags. And follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. We have 5,200 people that are following us and liking us on Facebook. So we know the word is going out, and we expect to see some really nice deer, some really nice sika deer. I'm not sure if we'll see any bears, but it would be nice if, you know, somebody from the Eastern Shore has gotten a nice bear and wants to bring the bear skull out to be measured for the next record book, Maryland's Finest, which is coming out in 2023. So shameless commercial over. We've got to talk about our sponsors, so we're going to do that right now. We're going to talk about Backyard Billies. You know, we love Backyard Billies. They called the other day. We asked for some a little minor service here on our unit during the summer, and they wanted to come out and do that, so we're working with them on that. And they're always friendly. They're always courteous. They're always professional. And we love that about Backyard Billies. So speaking of that, you know, we installed our gas fireplace insert into our unused fireplace here in the back room. And if you have something like that and you want to turn it back into a heat source, the way to go is a gas fireplace insert. You'll have to find somebody to hook up the gas. And fortunately, we have gas here in town in Easton, and all we had to do was connect to it, which was not a difficult thing to do. But Hearth America, Backyard Billy's, they came out. They installed the box. They installed the unit. They installed the chimney that's required. They hooked up to the gas, and everything was seamless. So it was a great one, Rob. A great experience.
Yep, always.
So we purchased an Enviro EX35. That's one of the two brands that they carry. They also carry Regency, and we love it. We love the convenience. You just press the remote control and turn it on. You can turn the temperature up or down. You can turn the flame height up or down. You can turn the blower on. You can turn the light on. And it's just a great experience, and we really enjoy it. And you can even select a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Act now before the fall rush, however. Stop into the showroom soon, so you'll be ready for the future cold weather, and it's coming. It is. It will be here sooner
Please
than you think.
Please come
soon. Yeah, it's crazy hot out there. We need to cool off. Visit BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, you know, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right up the street here, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. It's where my next set of tires is coming from. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and even wheelbarrows if you like. Tire repair, full service automotive repair. If your air conditioner goes up during this tremendous heat spell, guess what? They can diagnose the problem and fill your air conditioning unit in your car. 24-hour truck service and much, much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand.
Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187.